Welcome back, everybody, to the second season of Spokespeople Podcast. I am your host, Dave, with our other host.
Also Dave.
There you have it. Two Daves, no waiting.
Two. Count them.
One, two. Beautiful.
There we go.
I struggle with the next one. It's four, five, something like that. So this is episode 19, season two.
Mm-hmm.
It's January 15th.
Ooh, hold on, boss. It's March.
What?
Yeah, you missed a couple. We both were like, you know, down in the groundhog hole.
Yeah, that's true. It is March 12th. Yeah. We originally had planned on getting here in January. A couple of funny things have happened. It's
planning mean we didn't do it at all.
Yeah, well, things happen. Life happens, right?
Life happens.
So I ended up trying to get on a plane to go to Australia, and they wouldn't let me get on the plane. Something about a terrorist watch list. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
No, so my daughter goes to play pro soccer down in Australia. So she gets on the plane. She's got a visa. They stop me. They're like, well, do you have
Wait a minute. I thought you were joking. You actually got stopped.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, well, I did. So
what did you
You have to have an electronic, it's an ETA, electronic travel assignment or something like that in Australia. And in New Zealand, too. But
do you need a visa to go to Australia?
So it's kind of like a visa. You have to get permission from
the
their
ETA
government.
Thing.
Yeah, the ETA. So it's like getting permission from them. They do a background check on you and stuff like that. Well, it's new. It's relatively new. And I didn't know that when I bought my ticket. But Mac had a visa, so she was let on. So I go to get on. And they're like, nope, you can't get on.
What?
So Mac has to go down there by herself.
She literally left for Oz without you?
Oh, yeah. She was down there for almost 10 days before I got down there. So I finally get through.
How did I never hear about this?
I don't know how you missed it, man.
I was
livid.
Oh, you know, because I was moving houses. That's why.
You were.
Yeah,
you were moving. Yeah, you were moving in that halfway house.
Right.
So,
honey, take me back, please.
Yeah, exactly. So then I finally get down there, and she was playing. I got to watch her play, which is kind of nice because I got to watch her play professionally and see
awesome,
Australia.
Dude.
I fed a kangaroo.
That's an awesome dad moment, right?
It was. It was an awesome. And she crushed it, man.
As soon as my son gets a job, I'm going to cry like tears.
It's tough,
right?
But I got to pet and feed a kangaroo.
Oh my God, so jealous right now.
I got to pet a koala bear.
Okay.
And I got to feed a duckbill platypus.
No way.
Dead serious. I got pictures of it.
Those are like venomous or whatever.
The males are deadly poisonous.
Yeah,
it's not deadly, like they won't kill us, but the lady explained it to us because we were on a tour. She said it's mind-altering pain. Like if you get stuck with the barb of a male platypus, the females have the barbs, but they don't have the venom.
First of all,
it literally causes you so much pain, they actually put you in the hospital with an epidural and induce coma for 72 hours because they don't have an antivenom for
it. If you're clucking around with a platypus, first of all, why?
Well, why?
And two, you deserve everything that happens to you.
Yeah. No, I agree. You shouldn't. But I put it all on my Instagram page because I was showing pictures and stuff like that. And I've been having kind of fun with Instagram on my travels because I've been trying to key in the music with the right vibe, right? And that's something we're going to be looking at doing here on the podcast. So
we're going to make videos?
We're going to try to do some reels and put them on our Facebook so you can kind of see Dave and Dave going at it. You know,
I'm going to have to start combing my hair and using what the kids call product.
Dude, the first thing you have to do with is at least wear some pants, okay?
Yeah,
put some pants on when you come
in.
Well,
I mean, this is a top-only show. Well, who cares?
Well, like, there's some truth to that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it. I'm not wearing pants either.
No,
I'm okay with that, right?
That's fine. We're all good.
So then I got back, and then, of course, I had already had a plan to go on a vacation with my wife, so we went, because she had a conference to go to, so we went to a conference.
This is also in Australia?
No, this was in Orlando, so I literally was back in town for like 4 days, and then I got on a plane and went to Orlando.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, so my wife and I spent some time down at Disney and Universal and stuff like that. Had a great time together. I mean,
is Universal the one that has the Star Wars stuff?
No, Disney has Star Wars. Universal has Harry Potter.
Okay, so do they have Disney? Does Disney in Florida have Star Wars crap down there?
Oh, yeah.
Like rides and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I went there when Connor was in high school.
It's only a couple years old.
They actually went twice.
Yeah, no, Connor's older. They've only had it since, I think, 2019.
Oh, okay, because he graduated in 14.
So. Yeah, no, so So I just been crazy busy, and then... And then... We finally got to it, and we're like, hey, let's do this. But then Ken is, he's like, hey, I'm out of town the next 2 weeks. So we're like, you know what? We're going to go ahead and start anyway.
We'll get Kenny in here.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been getting a high demand from our viewers saying, hey, when are you guys going to do this?
Our viewer wants more episodes.
He's a little demanding.
Yeah, you know, it's like everyone wants content, and we're like, hey, man, you know, I'm only one person and stuff, and Dave's only a person, so.
Right.
And then true.
I love how you paused like that when you said a person.
Yeah.
Like you're indicating that I'm something other than.
Well, I mean, TSA wasn't going to let you fly, so I can't really.
It wasn't TSA, man. Actually, no, TSA wouldn't let me on because they didn't have the authority from the Australian government.
The authority.
Australia is a gorgeous place. Go enjoy it. Beautiful country.
What part of Australia were you?
We were in Brisbane.
That's on the East Coast?
That's on the East Coast. So we went to...
Is that where all the like forest stuff is?
No, a little bit further south, but you got the Barrier Reef just north of you, and you got Gold Coast just south of you. Gold Coast beaches are awesome.
They say they're the best in the world. And like the surf is crazy there.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it really is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Great time. But we're back and we're getting into the spring season. And so, you know, hey, it's that time of year for us all to get and talk about what's coming up and coming down the pipeline.
Right.
And this year, we want to throw our compliments to NOS, the Nebraska Off-Road Series, and James Crist.
Yeah.
They've got a great...
It's looking to be a good season.
It's looking to be a really good season. They've already got their stuff online. If you go to anyoffroadseries.com, that's where their website is. Their 25 dates are the Swanson Shootout, which is coming up on April 5th. Calvin Crest Crank Fest, May 10th. June 1st is Cone Park Trail Fest. Now, that's new up in Sioux City, Iowa.
Sioux City.
Yep. And then Cornhusker Games, they're doing one there. That's going to be in Raymond, Nebraska this year.
That's usually Branched Oak, either Area 11 or 7. I can't remember which area it is.
And then they got the Platte Trail Fest, which is going to be September 27th.
Okay.
And in there, they've got August 2nd to be determined. They've got something listed as to be determined. So I think they're still working on that. But
okay.
I mean, if it's anything like what these guys have done in the last couple of years, they've just kind of knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it's just, you know... James picked up where Ryan and Roxy left off, and you know, post pandemic, things were a little bit in disarray, and you know, James has picked up the reins, and
he has,
and we're all glad that he's done it because you know,
the last I heard, his wife is mentally recovering from the abuse you gave her.
Oh come on!
So I mean, that's good. We need to have James come in, and so we can address this issue.
She's a lovely person.
We should bring her in and tell the story.
Well, okay.
So because you know, there's
we do what need he some said eye candy. And what that's she for said, sure.
And then there's the truth.
Because there's us, and then there's everybody else. So
right, but there's he said, she said, and then there's the truth. Right. We've gotten your side of the story.
There's no side.
I don't know. I'm almost tempted to say, look, I'll buy you lunch
and
if you come in because I want to hear this story.
Mrs. James Crist, I'm so sorry.
So do check out Nebraska Off-Road Series because I think they're going to have some phenomenal things for you this year. And
what else are you
going to
do?
We're going to be going to that too. We're going to take the beast out there and we're going to provide services. You know, if your bike, something happens on your bike, we're going to be there to help support you guys and get you taken care of. That's one of the things, that's how we like to contribute. We feel like there always needs to be that type of support. So that's kind of the thing we like to do.
May or may not have some ABs.
Yeah, but you know we'll have some coolers and music going on for sure. Hopefully nothing goes wrong, and we
always
listen
have
to
the
music
best
and drink
music
beer all day
because you know, DJs.
With Jamie.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah,
our playlist is solid, bro.
Yeah, the playlist is right. Yeah, it's pretty much off.
Two
the
words: Molly Hatchet. That's my new thing this year.
What is it? I heard you talking about that when you walked in today,
dude,
Molly Hatchet.
Because I got.
I'm driving down the road.
Oh my God, flirting
with
disaster. Gator Country?
Wasn't that in the 70s that came out in the late 70s?
Oh, dude.
Early 80s? Is it early 80s?
Yeah.
God, I was like 12.
Dude.
11. 81 or 82. I was 11.
I keep telling Jamie this story, and he's almost probably tired of hearing it. But after I graduated from high school in the 83, that summer, I graduated in Grand Forest, North Dakota. And you know, you graduate in like May,
right,
which is like when the snow melts in right, North Dakota. So anyway, that summer, me and some buddies, we drove down to Fargo, which is about 150 miles from Grand Forks, straight down the highway, no turns, not even a hill. So we go down there. We want to go to this concert, Sammy Hagar.
Okay.
Back way before Van Halen, like post-heavy metal, like, you know
Sammy
what I mean?
Sammy or David Lee Roth?
No, please, David Lee.
There you go. Okay. Just make sure.
I know all the guys hated him in Van Halen, and they should have, but dude, those first two albums, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sammy Hagar was his own solo act, and he could shred, and he had a kick-ass band, and he was the headliner, okay?
Have you heard his UFO story?
Probably not. But anyway, so here's
the deal. Yeah, no, he said he was abducted.
Sammy did.
Yeah.
I haven't heard
that. You haven't heard that? Oh, no, I'm sitting there going to listen to this guy talk. I'm like, wait a second. That's Sammy Hagar. Well, no wonder
did he get abducted or did he just watch heavy metal high?
Or did he just put like a little square piece of paper on his tongue by accident and
who knows?
Imagined.
Who knows? But anyway, back in the 83, Sammy Hagar was like a big, on his own rock star. Cool guy. And still is. Anyway, we go down there to see Sammy Hagar. Well, guess who's opening for Sammy?
Who?
Molly Hatchet.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Dude, Molly Hatchet blew Sammy Hagar off the stage. It was insane.
They had a very distinct sound.
Dude, nobody sounds like Molly Hatchet. Like, no. nobody's Judas Priest, nobody's Maiden, nobody's Slayer, nobody's this, nobody's Metallica.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean?
They're all iconic.
Right.
All right, let's jump into
let's get
the next thing, man, because you know we're going to easily be sidetracked.
Oh, easily.
I'm going to throw a shout out to Thor.
Thor.
Yeah, yep. Trails have our respect. Mm-hmm. I just think they're doing some freaking phenomenal work.
Dude, I got to get down to Adams Park. I'm stoked because I saw the videos on the FB of the pump track down there. Have you seen these videos?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've got a built-up, sweet pump track, and I just told Jamie, man, I
now need that's up in Sioux City, right?
No, dude, this is at Adams Park in North Omaha.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Park.
Right.
Where they have a summer camp for kids. I drive a school bus up there all the time for
So they're going to be doing, my understanding is they're going to be doing a similar park like that at Cunningham Lake.
I've kind of heard this, you know.
No, I actually had breakfast. A lot of these breakfast. Things
get talked about, and then it takes 12 years to do. But you know what? Yeah, let's do it all,
man. I had the director of Carter Lake Trust.
Oh, really?
At a breakfast meeting that I was at. Cunningham Lake.
Okay.
The Cunningham Trust that they run the whole Cunningham Lake.
Okay.
The dam side. And because they...
You know that guy?
No, I don't know him, but he was the guest speaker at a breakfast that I was at.
Oh, okay.
For just, you know, the business people in Omaha, they get together and on Tuesdays and they do this. And at the time I was involved in that group and he came in and talked. And then that day we had Thor on, if you recall that episode last season.
With Jason Brummels?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that was a good episode.
So we had Jason on there and I had just had breakfast with that guy. I didn't know he was the guest speaker.
Okay.
So we talked about it and he was like, yeah, so it's...
And that guy was who?
I don't remember his name, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I don't think that's really important.
You know, I don't know if you know this out there at Cunningham Lake. You know, so they have a new bike path that goes all the way around.
A bike path and a horse path.
Maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, maybe it's a little longer, they redid the RV park there on the northeast side. It's all concrete. And man, that would make a perfect criterium.
Well, the other thing that's really, you're right, it really would.
It's wide enough, curvy enough, you know, and...
They do a lot of summer camps there as well, and so I was kind of
I take the kids up to the summer camp from different places all the time.
And I was like, you know, mostly when you get into bikes, call me because I'd be interested in helping out however we can because I think that's cool. I think you got to help these kids.
You know, our club, Omaha Velo, we used to do our annual cyclocross race there on near the bridle trails at Cunningham, and we've actually had our race there. In different areas of the lake,
right?
Probably 6 or 7 times, more than any other venue. We're not currently looking to go back, but
it's a good venue.
There's so many different places you could have it, but you know, like nobody wants to allow a cyclocross race because it has a bad reputation of like you know tearing up grass and this and that, which doesn't really happen that much because we don't usually have muddy ground. We usually dry to be honest with
you, that's brome grass up by Cunningham. And you can burn that stuff. It's going to come back in a couple of weeks. That stuff is, I mean, the whole concept of it is for erosion control and things like that.
If you're on the grounds crew and your job is to make it look as good as you can.
Yeah, I get it.
And you're mowing that all the time. And, you know, it's like your front lawn to these guys. They take it personal and they do as good of a job as they can. They're proud of it. And, you know, here comes a bunch of knobheads and they're going to put tracks down. You know, I could see where but anyway.
Well, I don't normally plug an organization, but, you know, Thor does have memberships. They do have ways to donate. If you go to thortrails.org, there are ways for people to participate. And I think, you know, hey, man, if you got an extra 10, 15 bucks, kick them down towards them.
On an Omaha area trail. make a donation to Thor if you already haven't.
If you've ridden on a trail, these are the guys who have been doing it.
These are the guys and gals
keeping them up
and, that have they built the trail, they maintain the trail,
yep.
And they do the public liaison with the city and all of the, you know.
So if you go to their website, they actually have a thing that says you can choose an amount one time or monthly. And you can put up $10, $25, $50, $100, $250, $500, or other, right? Add note, comment, give an honor of or memory of. I mean, to be honest with you, I think these guys have got it going right. I think they're doing a great job, and I really kind of hope, I'm kind of asking.
Gosh, what has Thor been around, like 20 years now? Probably.
I think so.
And I'm telling you what, I remember, like, pre-Thor, everything was Renegade, you know?
Yeah.
The trails were just either old hiking trails,
mm-hmm.
they were old motocross trails, neither of which is really appropriate for mountain biking.
Right.
You know, old moto trails, those guys thought it was cool just to go straight up the mountain to see what their moto could do.
Right.
Well, that's not good.
Yeah.
It's terrible for erosion, and it's not fun. And then
the only
hiking,
way I'm going straight up the hill is if because I'm being carried and the ambulance is on the other side.
Hiking trails, older hiking trails, like the ones at Fontenelle Forest, tend to follow kind of a similar thing, you know?
Yeah, they do.
So, but if you look at the purpose-built trails that Thor and other, you know, trail builders across the country have built in the last, you know, 10, 15, 5 years, they're 10 times better.
Oh, yeah.
They're flowier, they're funner. More funner.
More
thank
fun.
You. You nailed
weren't
it.
Weren't you a journalism major? So English.
Journalism minor.
Minor.
English major and education.
So more funner is probably appropriate.
More funner is what I say to the kids, just because I, you know what, I just enjoy, I just enjoy screwing up the young minds.
Yeah.
So anyway, they weren't good trails, and now the trails are better.
Yeah. Well, they really are. And seriously, if you're a rider or you're doing something out, even if you're not racing, but you just like to ride out on the trails, these are the people that are putting it all together for
these
you.
These are so, the ones.
You know,
Thor.
Throw $5, $10 at them every once in
give
a while.
Give them $20, man.
Give them $20, you know. Yeah. Go volunteer to help or something. I mean, there's a lot of things you can do, and I highly encourage people to
get involved. We need volunteers out there, man. Somebody's got to mow that grass. It doesn't mow itself.
No, it doesn't.
You know, so.
So, speaking of the NOS and the Thor and the riding the trails,
mm-hmm.
I ran into somebody who said, man, I got to be honest, I was listening to your episode where FDR was talking about getting in shape. And he goes, now I had to go and do it.
Yeah, I ran into these guys this weekend.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that, Dave.
Oh, geez.
You want to lie down on the couch while you talk about it?
Oh, man, I'm going to need what do you call those? Ambien? Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say enema.
No.
Yeah.
That's a no-go. True, you're totally deleting that. But anyway.
No, he's not.
No, so I showed up for the first road ride of the
court. I mean, if there's one way to get all the BS out of Dave, that would
be it. Yeah, right? That would be it, yeah. So. I mean, just, you know.
So anyway, you run into these guys this weekend.
Yeah,
Tell me about it.
We had our first road ride of the year last Saturday, and or maybe it was Sunday. And so I show up. And so for people that aren't aware, my wife and I bought our first house.
Because you had rented the other house for like 20 years.
16 years, dude.
16 years.
It was crazy.
Right, yeah.
Thank you.
He's a proud homeowner.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to property taxes.
My wife is. I'm a proud lawnmower is what I am. You know, I'm a proud trash taker outer is
right.
What I am. So anyway, yeah, there we go. And so anyway, we bought a house and we had to get it renovated, and there was a lot of work to do. And, you know, I was so proud of the year I'd been having because, you know, Ken had whipped my fat ass into shape.
Right.
You know,
No, you were looking fit, man.
I, you know.
Notice I said were.
I upped my FTP. I reduced my weight. I actually got some decent muscle mass, you know.
Right.
Everything was all in the up and up, but, you know, boom. We buy this house.
Right.
And it just took up all my free time, and then school started, and so that just kind of knocked me off. I tried to kind of do both, and also, well, and you know, racing cross season was coming up, so, you know, had to once regular.
Are you back on it?
I just started probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
I'm lifting in my basement now just because it's more convenient than going to the gym. I don't have a lot of time. And the gym is an hour and a half, you know. By the time you walk in, get undressed, go up there, do your routines, come back, take a shower, and out. Hour and a half.
Why don't you just walk in your clothes to the gym and then...
Well, because I come from work, you know, and I can't wear gym clothes at work. You know, it's cold. That bus is cold.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
It's true.
And the lock. Anyway, so now I'm just going to do it from home. And that way I can, you know, go home, say hi to the wife, make a breakfast, do my workout, boom, go back to work. And it's just, you know, it works out better. So I just started last week and I got my, the other thing was like your routines, man. My old house, all my bikes and my workshop in the were in the garage, big garage. Now we have a tiny garage. I don't even have my tools are still in boxes. I haven't seen my workstand in forever. The basement, I had my training set up. I had my tax, Neo trainer. I had my TV. I had it all set up. Boom, just get on there. In 5 minutes, I'd be on the bike, right? So anyway, I'm getting it all set up. I'm getting the program started. You know, you kind of got to get the routine going. And that's so I'm getting the routine going. And I don't think I'm going to have, I don't know what I'm doing yet this year. I'm thinking about doing a tour. I'm thinking about randonneuring. I'm still wanting to do cross in the fall, but I don't know if I'm going to go into that like whole season of, yeah, man, this is all going to be all about racing. I don't know. I haven't made that decision yet.
Okay.
So
you show up with these other guys and...
Oh, yeah. I show up with these other guys and here I am just... I'm 20 pounds overweight. My FTP's dropped 30, you know...
Explain FTP.
But that's functional threshold power, which is essentially how many watts you can put out for an hour at your optimum level. You know, Ken took me from 185. I mean, these are actual test numbers, not like pulling out of your behind numbers. I was 185, and he got me all the way up to 220, okay?
Pretty good.
In like 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay? And so I'm thinking, man, if I could get up to 230, 240 and go into nationals at like, you know, under 250, you know, I could top 10. That was my goal. And I was going towards it, you know? Here comes the house. So anyway... The guys saw me, you know, I'd go to the weekly race series. They'd be like, oh man, you've lost some weight, you know? And oh, you know, they see me, I'm doing pretty good for an almost 60-year-old guy, you know, keeping up with 25-year-old guys.
You turned 60 this year, don't you?
I turned 60 today. Today is my actual birthday.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yep, March 7th.
Wow.
Yep, so, yeah.
I did not know that. I would have brought cake.
To celebrate... We're going to have cupcakes on the bus, and I know that because I bought the cupcakes.
Did you buy extras or just enough for the kids?
Oh, I bought 40 cupcakes.
How many kids are on the bus?
Probably 30-ish. We'll see.
Awesome. Then 10 are coming in. We're going to celebrate some cupcakes.
Well, I don't know. We'll see about that. I got to...
Anyway. I know.
So I show up to the ride, and I'm fat and out of shape. And then here's everybody else, and they're like, oh, man, you really inspired me last year. I've been working out so hard. I've lost 20 pounds. My FTP's up. I'm like, you sons of bitches. So I got my ass handed to me.
And then you went down the drain.
I'm like, dude, every pound they lost, I gained.
That's just, I get it.
Yeah.
So I started getting into the winter workout training because I decided that, you know, I'm contemplating getting into maybe one of the NOS races or something like that, just for fun, just kind of see where I'm at.
Did you ref last year?
No.
You didn't ref at all? When did you stop reffing, like 2 years ago?
Reffing or coaching?
Well, reffing, because didn't you used to ref?
Oh, years ago, but no, I've been coaching. Okay.
I thought you had just stopped reffing like recently.
No.
I mean, because running up and down a soccer field, you probably get, what, 2 miles if you ref, right?
Oh, depending on the age group, you can get a lot more than that.
Oh, yeah. Really? Per game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I don't want to ref.
You don't want to ref.
No.
Okay.
I spent some time over in Europe coaching and running camps and clinics, kind of working on women's football. And so that's kind of been my thing lately. But I do get exercise and activity for doing that. I'll be honest with you.
Sure.
I decided I wanted to do some things, you know, before. So if you don't know, I had cancer. Almost 4 years ago in...
I didn't know it was that recent.
Yeah, I was diagnosed in...
That's right.
November of 2020.
Right.
So 2020 was just a horrible year between COVID and cancer. I mean, I just, you know... But prior to that, I was really in good shape. I mean, I showed you guys the pictures. You know, I was physically fit. I was strong.
Yeah.
I was probably about 2... 220 225 and I probably had about 14-15% body fat
or 221 whatever it takes.
Come whatever it and I did trust me it was whatever it took. Then I had cancer and so I decided I wanted to get back to that. So I've been working out, started working out pretty hard the last I'm in week 5 now. I've put on about 10 pounds. Now some of it's been a little bit of body fat, but you know, even the wife's saying, dude, it's returned pretty quickly. So I think there's some memory to the muscle as well. So it's helped a little bit. But I have been lifting hard. I've been eating really clean. So now I got to start getting into my cardio and getting that working up. But I wanted to try to put some muscle on before I did that.
Don't you have attacks also? I thought you had didn't you have attacks like full-on bike?
I've got the Garmin, yeah.
You have a Garmin bike.
Yeah, I've got the Garmin bike.
Like it's a full bike.
Yeah, it's a full bike.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's phenomenal. I got that upstairs. I got a little, you know, my wife and I use it for like a yoga room and a
so
and
what
I have
kind
a TV
of platform are you on?
I just use Zwift.
You use Zwift. Yeah, yeah. Same here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
now, do you do their workouts or do you just get on Zwift? So I will encourage you to go to the workouts because they have a metric ton of them and you can look at them and kind of figure out what you want to do. The other thing is you got to set your parameters in there, okay? Mm-hmm. And you got to be honest. Like, don't say you're 185. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not going to do that.
And also don't lie about your FTP either. Just go in there and...
I don't even know what it is.
Okay, so, but you got to put something in there.
Well, I get it.
Okay, and that way...
I'll probably put it very low.
I would probably put it in the 170s to 180s.
I was going to say 150 to 170.
Okay, so there's a good start, right? Yeah. That's probably, you're a bigger guy. You're going to be able to put out more power, going to be able to sustain it, and that's what FTP is. So anyway, do that, and they will pop up the workouts, and what they'll do with these workouts, and you can see what you're doing because they'll show you in the little charts and stuff, like what you're going to do. Here's 30 seconds of this, 30 seconds of that, 3 minutes, whatever. And you can pick what you want to do. And trust me, man, in 50 minutes, you can get a very good workout. But, you're starting out, like from zero, basically, right? So you don't want to overdo it. And so that's why I would suggest that. Because there's a tendency to undertrain, but you also don't want to overtrain either. So I would definitely look at the workouts. I'm serious.
Dave... I agree. You understand I have a master's in sports science and human performance.
But you said you haven't looked at the workouts. I'm just giving you encouragement,
bro. I get that. But I mean, I know not to start out too crazy.
Okay.
Like, and I also understand that at my age, I've seen a lot of people who've tried to their brain says they're 25, their body's not, and they hurt themselves.
So
I know that every time you get hurt, it just slows you down more.
I was very cognizant of that when I started with Ken, and even Ken was like, look, just, you've trained enough to know how your body feels.
Yeah.
Don't go in there all go. And so Ken had like this thing set up and I did half of it.
I have in 24, I wrote five books. Well, I wrote four books and then I just finished my fifth.
But they were all about Star Wars.
No, not these.
Oh, but the other one was what about?
These were evidence-based principles in coaching.
Not Bigfoot.
No. So a lot of the books that I wrote, one of the books, each one of them includes aspects about nutrition, the science behind the nutrition, how to utilize the nutrition, how to optimize the nutrition, how to optimize HIIT, cardiovascular increase in VO2s, muscle strength gain, things like that, different age groups. So I've been up to date on a lot of research that's still hasn't quite hit the public view because research takes a while before it goes from the bench to the public.
Mm-hmm.
And so my objective was to get some of these principles out to coaches earlier rather than wait 10 years, right? If we have the data now. So I've been in the process, I've been developing some programs for myself. Because I'm 55, my wife who's, I think she turns 22, 23 this next year.
Yeah. I was going to say 24 maybe.
Yeah. Times three. So I've been helping her and then, my friend's wife, she's wanted to get in shape and stuff like that. And each one of these people has some health issues. So I have to kind of adjust it to them. But they're friends of mine, But then, I also helped my daughter get into shape to go play professionally, which is a completely different way of training. You know, so I'm up to date on a lot of that. And,
okay.
And I've got a pretty good program, but I figure for me, I didn't feel like I had any leg strength to be able to jump on a bike and be able to even measure an FTP in an appropriate manner. So I have been doing some extensive work on legs, leg strength. And then I'm incorporating that into a HIIT program that I've developed. And now that has made a significant difference in a very, very short amount of time.
You know, I did incorporate a lot of, Ken had me incorporate a lot of weight building, and the strength actually helped with my power. But, you know, that's the interesting thing about cycling is it's not really about strength. It's about power.
Well, you know? It is about power. It's also about glycogen storage.
Well, that's what all these pro cyclists today have learned, and their coaches. And really, what they're doing with these guys, as much as they are training their bodies, they are training their gastrointestinal system to tolerate high amounts of glucose
right.
and process it quickly. And it's kind of turning into an arms race. These guys are able to, you know, take in, I don't know, 600 calories an hour,
the science of
you know, if you and I put 600 calories an hour through our gut.
Yeah, the science of the gut has changed dramatically in the last 6 years.
Well,
but I would say in the last 3 years,
it's all about
hundredfold.
It's all about potential, right? I mean, these guys are unique specimens.
Yeah.
But it's getting even rarer than that because you've got a guy who's really good and his body responds, and the gals too. But if their gut can't do it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Some of these longer races, 6-7, especially like in gravel, like a short race is 120 miles. That's a short race.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so these guys are training their gut as much as they are training their body.
Yeah, absolutely. They have to. That's kind of where we're at with your winter training.
That.
And we're going to do some more, but we're going to get Ken on and talk more about training.
So we're both fat and out of shape, and we're trying to be unfat and in shape.
Right.
So we have the same goal.
Right. So, right. And you're going to work with Ken more, I'm assuming.
I'm not sure. I haven't made that decision yet. Because if I train with Ken, it's going to be, you know, all in, right? Like for race.
I think you should do it at least once. I think honest to God, I really think you should give it a shot. I mean, listen, you're 60 years old today.
I did it. I would like to have Ken coach me again. I just don't know if it's going to be this year.
Oh, I think the 6-0, man, I think that would be a really cool mile marker.
That was actually last year because 60 was my racing age last year. Because in cyclocross, it's your age when the world championships happen. Okay. And the world championships are always technically in the new year because it's like either January or February.
Right.
But the season started back in September. So I was 60 according to the UCI last year. And that was kind of my impetus. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but...
Because I was going to be the in that age group, but not that age. It was almost like perfect, right?
Right, right.
So
because you thought 1 year would give you an advantage of that age.
You know, one thing I've learned is, man, 50 is not a joke. 50 is real to your body.
Yeah.
50-year-old Dave is a different Dave.
Right.
You know, I remember 30-year-old Dave, and I even remember 25-year-old Dave, and those are all different Daves.
This mind in 25-year-old Dave, crazy.
Please.
So let's take a commercial break and kind of talk to our sponsors.
Let's talk to them.
One of the things I want to say is that we are sponsored by The Bikeway. We are a podcast about bikes in a bike shop. So sometimes you hear the banging and the hammering and the tools and stuff that's going on. But new to The Bikeway this year is Jamis Bikes.
Jamis?
Jamis Bikes. I'll tell you what, I'm absolutely really impressed with them. And another bike that we're going to be bringing
in. That's not Jameson, the whiskey. It's Jamis, the bikes.
No, they're not the same. But, I mean, I can see where there would be confusion.
There is confusion.
But Jamis versus Jameson.
Okay.
You know, a little bit different. You know, the more Jameson you drink, you might be calling it Jamis, because then by then you just slurred the rest of it out.
Yeah.
But we're also going to be bringing in Rad Bikes.
Rad?
Rad. E-bikes.
The e-bike company.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a buddy who has one of those.
Phenomenal bike. 17 years making electric bikes.
Puts his entire family on it, and he goes 28 miles an hour. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, they're amazing. So we're going to be bringing them in. We're really excited about
that. They actually make pretty kick-ass cargo bikes.
Dude, really do. I mean, like some really cool stuff.
You could be a delivery guy. You could Uber that.
You could. You absolutely could Uber that.
I mean, not Uber. What do you call it with the Uber Eats?
Yeah, it's Uber Eats.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably wouldn't be able to Uber that.
No. Unless it was like really,
I mean, if you showed up for really, me, if I'm really walking out of a bar, people. I might take you up on it.
Maybe like, in New Orleans, yeah. You could make it into that, right. To an Uber.
But so anyway, let's take a second, and then we'll take a commercial break and talk to our sponsors and our capitalist moment, and then we'll come back. All right, we're going to take a second here to give a shout out to our sponsor, The Bike Way. For a quarter century, the Bike Way has been the premier destination for all things cycling in Omaha and beyond. With a legacy of passion, dedication, and community, discover the latest and greatest from top brands like Giant, Liv, Transition, Santa Cruz, Scott, Bianchi, Sunday BMX, and DK. We've got the perfect ride to fuel your adventure. More than just a shop, explore our extensive selection of apparel and accessories. And the Bike Way Certified Service Department has you covered, from basic maintenance to suspension work, to custom builds and everything in between. And while you're here, treat yourself to a delicious cup of coffee. As a rider-owned and operated establishment, you can trust that we're dedicated to providing the best possible experience for fellow enthusiasts like you. So join us at the Bike Way, where every ride is an adventure. Here's to 25 years of riding together and many, many more. All right, so we are back from our commercial there. Couple little things we've got to actually update, because guess what? We're actually 26 years.
Is it 26?
It is 26.
You know I'm an English major. I am so bad at math. So
yes, it's 26.
If you
26.
Say so.
I do math.
All right, cool.
26. But that also is going to be the end of this show, because Dave's got to go out there and he's got to drive the bus. The kids can't drive the bus.
No, plus, I promised him cupcakes.
You will leave a couple for me, won't you?
If I don't give these kids cupcakes, all hell is going to break loose.
If you don't give me a cupcake, hell could break loose too.
These kids are hilarious.
So, but here's the thing. We're out of time for the day, but we're going to come back. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some cool things. We've got some great gravel roads,
all the gravel
races.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about all the gravels that are coming up. And so join us next time here on the Spokespeople Podcast with Dave and...
Also Dave.
Two Daves, no waiting. Until next time, everybody, stay safe, keep riding.
Peace.